I've always been keenly interested in the arts and all that pertain unto them. I think it would be extremely timely and advisable to have a festival called the E.L. Whisty Festival of the Arts, Literature and Nudism. I'm sure I'll be able to organise something of an amazingly successful nature. I've got some very good ideas for the drama section in particular. One of the highlights of the festival will be a new play by an extremely exciting author of the new school called E.L. Whisty Meets the Amazing Nude Women. It would star E.L. Whisty in the title role. It's a play that I wrote a few years ago, and I think it's just the sort of thing to revive ordinary people's interest in the theatre. It's an amazingly effective piece of drama. It's the story of this man who is sitting on a bench when the curtain rises. He sits there for a time while the audience settle themselves and undo their suites. And then suddenly, after about 10 minutes of his sitting there, he starts to speak and says, "Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. Amazing things will soon be seen, as you will maybe know. In ancient days, when dinosaurs roamed nightly o'er the land, there was a man called Whisty, who ran a small dance band. That man is I, and though you cry, 'Good Lord, can this be so?' I tell you now, and pledge my vow, after all I ought to know." And then, at this crucial moment in the drama, when I've just revealed that I'm over 1 million years old, an amazing development occurs. As I'm speaking, 500 nude women come creeping in through the scenery behind me and say in unison, "Hello, Mr. Whisty. We are the Wandering Nudies, and we've heard that you are an amazingly attractive and dynamic personality of the very kind that we're anxious to dance with. And for this reason, we have wandered over many miles of treacherous terrain to be with you and bring you strange delights." And then E.L. Whisty, who is of course myself, gets off the bench and begins to dance about with them in a curiously sensuous and individual style. And after about an hour of this, the curtain goes down, and there's an interval of about 15 minutes during which refreshments would be available in the foyer. Then up goes the curtain again, and the dancing continues in an even more lively fashion than before for a few more hours, and then a huge tank full of water is lowered onto the stage, and ladders are placed up against it. And one by one, all the nude ladies climb up the ladders and dive into the water. And when all 500 are safely in, threshing about inside the tank, I lower an enormous great lid on the top of it, completely airtight, so they can't get out. And then I walk forward to the front of the stage, lit in a green spotlight, and say in an amazingly effective way, "Ladies and gentlemen, the nude ladies are trapped. There is no way out for them. Let that be a warning unto ye." And the curtain falls to amazingly thunderous applause. I think people would flock to see something like that.